something has to be revisited, something that a plan of action needs to go into place. Let it even be that there's salt bins or whatever else provided for each estate that the community itself can avail of it. There is to take care of, there to even to spread it themselves, a few shovel loads out onto the area. But the main thing is that storage bins and the salt in itself needs to be provided by the council, because realistically, we have to look at it. I know it's an immense cost, and we've discussed this before at budget times, at meetings, and things that have been brought up. But the council's reality to what they'll tell you that the main primary routes is that's their main concern, because that's what they have the money for. They don't have the resources there to do secondary roads and do the life of housing estates and everything else. But it's just something I think it has to be visited. It is something, it's a necessity. As I said, there's short periods of ice that we do get, but I think housing estates and people in general that live in very difficult areas, maybe with the black frost, is able to avail of the salts themselves, maybe spread it and to resolve the problem.
As you touched on, though, it would be quite a substantial amount of money that would need to be coughed up by the local authority in order to make this happen. Is this not maybe a case potentially for central government to provide the necessary funding to get the likes of local salt banks for various estates in County Sligo?
Well, I would, by right, it should be the government, but the government will still act through. They'll hide behind the posting of local authorities. That's the responsibility of local authorities. And this is something, Catherine, like, in fairness, we see all these taxes, even fossil fuels and everything else, and the taxes going on, and what's expected lifting this year, and yet the government can't take some of that money and divert it to local authorities to use for situations like that. Like, the biggest danger that is out there at the moment is cars on the road and the black ice coming upon it. And like, for the government even to penalise the drivers as it is at the moment, like, they're paying through the teeth for their petrol, for road tax, everything else, and the government should be held accountable. But I know myself that the government will hide behind it, will hide behind local authorities and try and push the whole responsibility off on local authorities, which is wrong, because local authorities only have a certain budget to play with in the year. And as I said there earlier on, their main concern and their main primary responsibility is the main primary routes. And that is exactly, that's all the funding is allowing for. But it does, it needs to be widened. That scope needs to be widened, and funding needs to come in, let it be from government or let it be however local authorities get or whatever, but something needs to be done. As I said, short bursts that we get of this type of weather every year, which we're never prepared for.